Hot, humid day outside today on a Tuesday as we get set for week number three of the college football season coming up tonight, this weekend rather, at Kessler Field. Monmouth back home as we are here tonight, we should say, at Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End, putting a cap on week number two and looking ahead to week number three on the Shore Sports Network. Our thanks back to Ray Malaspina in the studios, Matt Harmon and the head coach of the Hawks, Kevin Callahan, here from our Tuesday night spot from 7 to 8 o'clock when we talk Monmouth University football. Hawks coming into week number three in their home opener against Lehigh, 0-2. Tough loss a week ago on a Saturday night to Liberty University, 45-55. Our guest on the show tonight will include the head coach of the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh University, Andy Cohen. We'll also talk things over with fifth-year senior tight end Mike McLafferty and senior defensive lineman Pat O'Hara, and of course look ahead to this week's contest against Lehigh as well. But as we do each and every Tuesday night, we go backwards before we go forwards and talk about last week's game. And Coach, with this past week, 45-15, the final score, a tough one, obviously, in a very kind of interesting, I hate to say hostile, it was a fun kind of environment to be involved right. with, and something that actually maybe took it a step further than what we saw 2 weeks ago at Montana State. This Liberty facility, certainly first class, and the team that they put out on the field, a pretty good one as well.
Yeah, they were an excellent team, and you know, we had looked at them on film, and they had played Kent State the week before, and even at looking at the film, we thought that they were a very good team, but I got to be honest with you, Matt, the team that was on the field last Saturday night was a much improved team from what we had seen on the video. They were big, they're athletic, they were fast. They were a very talented group on both sides of the ball and had a lot of weapons.
When you look back at this one, we can almost kind of go, I think, quarter by quarter. And the way things started out, you know, I thought Monmouth, certainly defensively in that first quarter plus maybe, but certainly in the first quarter, very tight on defense. The first 2 points of the game were a safety. Monmouth got the ball pinned pretty deep in their own end inside the two-yard line. Couldn't get it out. Those are the first 2 points on the board. And then Liberty puts together a nice drive, capped off by a two-yard touchdown run. So it's 9-0 at that point. And I thought what we saw real quick, actually, after an attempted onside kick from Liberty that got bought pretty back deep into the own end, and then a quick strike from Brandon Hill and Mike McLafferty. After quarter number one, 9-6, you're kind of right in the game and playing pretty good football.
At that point, I was feeling very good about where we were in the game. Our defensive front seven was doing a good job. We were controlling the line of scrimmage. We were controlling their run game, which is something that they want to do. I felt that, you know, it was unfortunate that we had gotten pinned down on the 1 yard line offensively. We gave up the safety, but I said, hey, if we can start playing defense like that, keep playing defense like this, we're going to be in good shape. The one thing I was concerned about was the field position. We were playing on a short field defensively all of the first quarter, and we needed to flip the field if we could, to give ourselves a little bit of a chance. But, you know, I felt that we improved in a lot of areas from week one. We went into the first quarter, and I felt pretty good about how the game was going. But then as we got into the second quarter, you know, we had a short punt that created positive field position for them. That ends up leading to a score. Then they come right back and return an interception for a touchdown, and then the gap widened. And at that point, it was going to be difficult to really get ourselves back in that game against such a talented group.
At 31-6 at the half, and you talk about some key turning points. You mentioned a couple of them. A short punt in which Liberty able to cash in on a pretty short drive, 6 plays, 50 yards to go up 17-6 at that point. And then on the ensuing drive, an interception that went through the hands of a Monmouth receiver and right into the hands of Kevin Fogg, who brought it back for 29 yards. And then one more big play at the end of it. You know, I think one of the things that we've seen over the course of the last couple of weeks, playing such high-level opponents in Montana State and Liberty, when you go into, you're in a similar situation going into the locker room, actually, from the week prior against Montana State, you know, somewhat of a wide score going in at halftime. Was the message the same? Because, again, you know, maybe not until more of the fourth quarter did we see the team kind of turn things around a little bit, but was so impressed with the way that you played in the second half against Montana State. Took a little bit longer to get up and going in this one in the second half.
Well, I think part of the reason to that is that, you know, out at Montana State, I think we did a great job offensively. We had a great game plan going in. We were able to execute some things right out of the locker room in the third quarter and get some points immediately. Liberty made that a little bit harder to do. I think they did an excellent job with their defensive front. They were big. They're athletic. They had very good movement. They made it difficult to run the ball. We didn't have a lot of room to get some things going in the run game. And then when they made us a little bit one-dimensional, they were able to tee off and come after us in the pass game. And they made a difficult night for us. On the defensive side, we, as I mentioned earlier, we had those short fields. We were hanging in there. And that's really what we were doing at that point, hanging in there. Then they hit a couple explosive plays, some big pass plays, especially the one where I thought we had the field position flipped. We had them down on the 15-yard line. I thought, all right, here's the time where we're going to turn this game around. And then they hit an 85-yard pass play for a touchdown that really blew the game open.
Certainly one of the bigger problems, I'm sure, from a coaching standpoint was the amount of turnovers, three interceptions thrown on the night, which I know doesn't make any of the coaches happy, you among them, and five picks in the first 2 weeks would be pretty difficult to overcome against, you know, this level team, and now all of a sudden you're playing these higher level teams. You just can't continue to give the ball away.
No, you can't. And I mentioned this last week. When you play teams of that caliber, meaning a Liberty and a Montana State, every one of your mistakes is going to be magnified. You make a little mistake, they're going to capitalize on it. They're going to make you pay. And when you make multiple mistakes within a game or within a couple of games, it's really going to make you pay. And that's something that we've got to clean up. That's something that we've got to do a better job with. And that, what I mean is protecting the ball.
We saw a change in quarterback going into the fourth quarter. Was it a case of just giving a different maybe view of someone, let Greg DePue get in there and get a couple snaps? Brandon Hill certainly did kind of struggle on the night, was pressured a lot. We mentioned the three interceptions. Maybe at that point, you know, just hope that a different face might be able to do something different.
That's what it was. You know, and, Scott Van Zyl, our offensive coordinator, made the decision. He came up to me just before the substitution, said, what do you think? We're going to go with Greg. And I thought that was a good decision at that point. I think a different face, a different personality, a different player on the field might give us a spark, might get something going. I didn't think we were going to do any worse or any better necessarily with Brandon in there. So at that point in the game, I think it was good to get Greg some game experience.
You know, one of the things talking after the week one defeat to Montana State was I felt like you were able to get some positive energy out of that game because of the way that you played in the second half and the way the team played in the second half, to have at least some good focus points throughout the week getting set for this one. Same kind of thing after this one, or are you a bit more disappointed after this one than week one?
I don't know if disappointed is the right word. I think we made progress from week one to week two. And as you go through a football season as a coach, you want to make sure that each week you are making progress, you are improving. Now, you don't improve in all areas at the same rate. You have ups in some areas, and maybe you stay the same in some other areas. But I think we did make progress. I felt that we made progress on the defensive side of the ball. I mentioned earlier the way we played against the run, I think, was much improved over the week before at Montana State. I think from an offensive standpoint, we really cleaned up a lot of the little miscues, the mental mistakes that we had in week one. We had very few of those in week two. So we executed better, but we played a very good football team again. And I think one of the things that we all learned, coaches, players, everybody in the program, is that when you play good people, you've got to be right on in everything that you do. You've got to execute. You've got to make plays when plays are able to be made. You can't give them any gifts, whether it's a turnover, big plays for a touchdown, whatever it might be.
You know, I feel like, and this is the third year that we've done this show, second year here from Jax, who's a great host for us, and I feel like the theme early on in the season has always been the most difficult schedule the school's ever played. I feel like we've said that the last couple of years, and each year it kind of eclipses the year prior. And I know that's always been your philosophy in terms of scheduling up and non-conference games and trying to get the team as prepared as you can for postseason play when it comes back to that point. After now these 2 weeks put together, you know, not saying any regrets of playing up, because next year you play Liberty in a conference game.
Right.
So I would say almost you're kind of using these two games as a measuring stick in a way to find out where you are and where you need to be.
Well, as we enter the Big South and we enter the game of a fully funded scholarship football, and by that I mean 63, you know, I think we need to have a gauge of what it's going to take to be successful on that level. And by playing a couple of the best teams in the country, we certainly have a gauge. We know what our shortcomings are. We know where we need to get better, where we need to get maybe some more talented players as we move forward. But it's not necessarily about where we are right now and what we're playing right now. It's about where we're going as a football program and where we're going as a university. And we're moving up. There's no question about that. And you've seen firsthand the last 2 weeks what it's going to take to move up. It's in facilities and resources and in scholarships. And I think it has been a good measuring stick for us about what we need to do. You know, looking back at it, I have no regrets about the schedule. I'd much rather play in front of 21,000 in Montana or 19,000 in Virginia than I would 500 people in some place in Rhode Island.
When you think about from a coaching standpoint, you know, I would imagine that even the players being as savvy as they are and being able to look at polls and being out on the field, certainly for sure, team morale at this point. You know, I would imagine the bus ride home from Liberty wasn't the most jovial place to be because, after having it done 2 weeks in a row, right. It's not the easiest thing they have to deal with.
Well, I think one of the things that as a coaching staff we have to do is make sure that frustration doesn't creep in. And players don't stop believing in their abilities. And that was part of my message to the team on Sunday, is that as a coaching staff, we believe in our team. We believe in the players. We know we're working hard. We know we're getting better each week. And we've put in front of them a very challenging schedule. But you've got to continue to believe in what you're doing, believe in each other, believe in the players, coaches, back and forth. And if you do that, we will get this thing going, and we will get this thing turned.
If someone was to say, okay, you play Montana State and you play Liberty, and there is that disparity in terms of them being perhaps more established FCS programs with that full level of scholarships, if someone said to you, how wide is the gap and how quickly the gap can get shortened up, what would you say to that?
Well, I think in terms of, you know, your roster and your team, the gap is 25 scholarships. That makes a big difference. We're operating with 40 this year. Each of those programs is operating in the mid-60s. That makes a huge difference, especially as the game wears on. When you think about every player on every special team, every backup that comes into the game in those programs is a full scholarship player. That's not necessarily true when you have fewer scholarships. I think the other thing that you have to look at is resources, and what jumps out at you is facilities. You know, what you saw down in Lynchburg, Virginia, at Liberty, in terms of the facilities that they have, not just for football, but for everything there, I mean, are top of the line, better than many FBS programs, better than many schools in the MAC, I would say. And we saw the same thing out at Montana State. So you've got the resources, the facilities, and the funding that they have. They're at a different level than we are.
Yeah, it was interesting to talk to some of the folks down there. You know, they're in their 40th year of football. Monmouth now 20-plus, and you can just see, they said, well, we're still a pretty young program. We could imagine some of the growing pains that Monmouth is still going through as a program, because it is a process and something that certainly takes time. We put a close kind of on this one, and we'll go into our first break. Our first guest is expected to be the Lehigh head coach, Andy Cohen, which will come up in just a couple of minutes. You know, you talked about the message of morale. Fortunately enough, you have an experienced team in some spots where you could probably carry that message through from you down to some of the older guys, and then it has to continue to trickle down, because you've got to have the younger guys also believing in that, because this is, for a lot of them, obviously a huge, huge step up.
It is. It's a big year. It's a big step for a number of them. Some of the guys that played in the game on last Saturday night, their last game was in high school, and there was a big difference between the high school fields they played on and that field down at Liberty. I think our older guys are doing an excellent job of keeping the morale up, of keeping guys excited about the season. And we do have a lot of very young players that are seeing some significant time for us. And I think we just got to continue to go out and play, not worry about who we're playing or where we're playing, but go out and play to the best of our ability. And if we do that, we're going to be fine, Matt.
We'll talk to some of the older guys here tonight, two of the team leaders in Mike McLafferty and Pat O'Hara. What we'll do right now, however, is take a timeout. When we come back, hopefully be joined by Andy Cohen, the head coach of the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh, who come off a thrilling double overtime win over former NEC foe for Monmouth Central Connecticut State, 51-44. We'll break for 2 minutes. We're back right after this with more of the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show, live from Jack's Goal Line Stand on the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth returning home for a week number three in this 12-game schedule. They will take on the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh University, 1 o'clock on Saturday from Kessler Field. We'll hopefully be joined by head coach of Lehigh, Andy Cohen, in just a second. Coach, though, we'll have certainly plenty of time to preview it from the Monmouth side, but just as an overall theme for this one. After a couple of tough games on the road, obviously, I would imagine with a limited home schedule, be nice to be home this weekend.
It's going to feel good to be home. Certainly the travel home after the game won't be a factor. Last week was a long bus ride home, although we did have three buses to let the guys stretch out a little bit. It was a long ride home. We arrived back on campus somewhere around 7 a.m., and that was a long day for the guys. And it's going to be good to have everybody in their own beds, go through our normal 1 o'clock game day routine, take the field, and then be able to return to your own bed that evening.
You know, one of the things, obviously, for Lehigh is they had their opener just this past week. They played a high-scoring, somewhat thrilling game, had to come back against Central Connecticut State 51-44 to win that one. When you think about it, as we'll welcome in their head coach, Andy Cohen. Coach, it's Matt Harmon, Kevin Callahan here on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. How you doing tonight? Thanks so much for joining us.
I'm doing all right, man. How are you guys?
Doing really good.
Doing good, Andy.
Want to thank you for coming on here. And we're just about to kind of talk about your game from a week ago, 51-44. You knock off Central Connecticut State in what was your season opener. I'm sure it was some tight moments going into the fourth quarter, but, boy, you guys put together an unbelievable rally to get the game into overtime and then able to win it in the second overtime period. Good win for you to start the season off.
Well, yeah, it was a great win. And it says a lot, really, about how our kids hung in there. I mean, we were really in dire straits. I don't think I've ever been involved with a game like that. We were down 37-17 with about 9 minutes left to go in the game. And Lightning just kept striking on our behalf, and we were able to mount the comeback. But it's a great way to start the season.
Well, I'll tell you, Andy, after looking at the video of your game, you've got to give a lot of credit and feel very good about your team for the way that they did hang in there, being behind by 20 points with 9 minutes to go, and to come back and have all those scores on consecutive plays pretty much was very impressive.
Thank you, Kevin. It was, I think, once in a lifetime type of thing.
Coach, when you look statistically, I'm sure one of the concerns that you had going into this season would be how your first-year starter, even though he's a senior in Brandon Bielakowski, would perform. And, boy, his numbers were certainly pretty solid overall. Did have a couple interceptions, but 366 yards and 4 touchdowns for a first-year starter, pretty solid numbers. And, again, when you put it in with that rally towards the end, obviously a guy who didn't get rattled despite the fact you guys were down in the game.
Yeah, that's exactly what we take from it. He didn't get rattled. He hung in there and, really made 3 or 4 throws that were just, as good a throw as I've seen in my time here at Lehigh. So really proud of him hanging in there. But, first games for first-time quarterbacks are always going to be a little bit hairy. And, the couple turnovers kind of really turned the tide against us. But what's important for us is that he learns from those and cleans those things up as we move forward.
Well, he did an excellent job, Andy, and you've got to also be happy with the performance of Lee Kerfus, coming in with 7 catches for 222 yards and kind of stepped right in where Ryan Spadola left off, who, congratulations, by the way, is now playing with the New York Jets.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate that. Yeah, we're really proud of Ryan. And, Lee really, we went through about a 4-week period last year when Ryan Spadola was dealing with mononucleosis. So Lee got to be the lead dog for quite a few of those games, and so he was we're not surprised that he was capable of that, but he actually set a human stadium single game yardage record. So there haven't been that many days like that in Lehigh, and it was certainly we're glad we're throwing to him. He made the big plays.
Coach, when you look back at this one and you think, well, great, we put up 51 points on the offensive side and we were able to win the game, but I'm sure the one maybe negative that you take out of it is by giving up 44, maybe defensively you have some more questions coming out of that one than maybe you were anticipating going into this week to match up with Monmouth.
Sure. Well, we had that was kind of one of our big concerns. We needed to – it's a very inexperienced defense, and, similar to Brandon's situation, having the opportunity to start finally as a senior. We've got, some of those guys on defense that are in the same boat, and we actually played 4 or 5 inside linebackers in the game Saturday, and they're the first time that those guys ever took varsity football snaps. So that and a young secondary, I think, really exposed itself. But I'll tell you what I did like out of it, though, was, you know, the first half, at one point, Central Connecticut was like 7-10 on third down conversions. And, you know, in the second half, I think they only converted 2 or 3. So we improved. You know, the kids got better. I think, again, our kids really, really hung in there, you know, to make the stops that were allowing our offense to get back on the field were incredibly important. And then came up with Isaiah Campbell, our outside linebacker, came up with just an outstanding play in the second overtime to knock the ball out of the hands of the Central Connecticut receiver. So, you know, we took our lumps for sure, but our kids hung in there, and, you know, I think we'll be better for it.
Andy Cohen giving us a few minutes here on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. Coach Cohen in his 8th year as the head man for the Mountain Hawks, Patriot League champs in 2010 and 2011. And Coach, I would imagine that last year, you know, finishing a game back of Colgate was disappointing. And I would think for a team that has such a solid program like yours, a bit of a motivating factor during the course of the preseason and now early on, I would imagine trying to make sure you get back in to the FCS playoffs, the ultimate goal for this team.
Well, that's definitely the goal, and, you know, sometimes it's, you know, based on how seasoned your football team is, a little more realistic perhaps, but that's kind of the bar that we set for our program every year, is that we want to be competing for the league championship in October and November, and we've been able to do that most seasons. Last year was disappointing. We had a tough loss against Colgate, and then even more disappointing that we weren't chosen as an at-large as one of the few 10-win teams in the country last year. So, you know, it's more of a chip on the shoulder the guys are carrying, but, you know, we're not really talking about championships now. We're just trying to get better every day and, you know, trying to get better for Saturday because we know we got a big test on Saturday against Monmouth.
Coach, let's talk about the matchup. Obviously, it's Monmouth's home opener. They come in 0-2. You guys coming in 1-0, and it'll be the third year in a row that the two teams have matched up. So there is obviously some familiarity between the two squads. It's not just a regular non-conference game where you're playing someone for the first time. It's developed, even though you guys have won the last couple of years, it's developed into a nice little series for both teams.
I think it's great. I love the, you know, Kevin and I have talked about this in the past. We'd rather play, you know, people that are a couple hours away from each other than getting on a plane and flying out to, you know, Montana or wherever. It's but challenging scheduling, you know, sometimes at the FCS level, and you got to make those things. But, you know, we liked it. I think it's a great game for two, you know, outstanding academic institutions. And, you know, I think very competitive. 2 years ago, we had one of our better teams that we've ever had at Lehigh, and it was a tight game, and we were able to break it open on a couple of big plays. And last year, obviously, went down to the last play of the game, and, you know, I look at, you know, the Liberty football game, and we played Liberty last year, and I know how good a football team they are, and again, it was just a couple of plays that went bad for Monmouth, or else they would have been right in it to the end. And I know the two football teams that Monmouth have played are better than the team that we played last week. So, you know, we're not looking at these scores and being one-sided. I think this is going to be a very, very close football game. I mean, having the chance to watch the Liberty game, very physical. Monmouth kids are very physical. The speed, is really scary. Kicking in the kick game and secondary and wide receivers. I know we're going to have our hands full on Saturday.
Well, Coach, looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday afternoon. Enjoy the rest of the week practice-wise and appreciate the time here tonight. We will see you on Saturday. Thanks so much for giving us some time here tonight, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. We'll see you Saturday.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it. See you on Saturday.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's Andy Cohen, the head coach in his eighth year with the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh. You will come into this game against Monmouth, depending on what poll you are looking at, either 19 or 22 between the media and the coaches poll. New Jersey native as well from Cherry Hill, so
Cherry
he's got
Hill,
some,
right?
some roots here and has kind of been in that, you know, in the immediate area for such a long time and has really put together a solid program at Lehigh.
And Andy and I have gotten to know each other. We've served on some national FCS football committees together, and he's done an exceptional job with that program. Took over for Pete Lembo when Pete moved on to Elon and really didn't miss a step. They're playing championship caliber football each and every season. They're at the top or at the top of the Patriot League in each and every year. I think they're picked to finish second this year. But they've got another great group of players, and they've got a heck of a team.
Does it make it a little bit easier just from a standpoint of knowing each other, maybe even on both sides? I mean, when you think this is a game now that you've played 3 years in a row, I can't imagine they're doing a whole lot different than they've done the last couple of years, and Monmouth probably not doing a whole lot different. You know, I know everything a little bit different, but at least some of the names have been the same for the last couple of years.
Right. Well, certainly when you play somebody for a number of years, you develop a familiarity with them. You know the style of football that they play that a lot of times you can't get from videotape. You know how they're going to come out and play the game, how physical they'll be. And you certainly get accustomed to the schemes on both the offense and defensive sides. But that familiarity goes a long way. You know the type of game you're going to be in for. Where the last 2 weeks out at Montana State, down at Liberty, we knew what we saw on film, but we didn't know the style of game that those teams would play, where I think with the Lehigh team, we know exactly what we're getting into, having played them the last 2 years.
We'll take a timeout here. We thank Andy Cohen for giving us a couple minutes. When we come back, we'll talk things on the defensive side of the football and welcome in senior defensive lineman Pat O'Hara. We'll do that all after this quick break. 2 minute pause on the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show. You're listening to the Shore Sports Network. Midway through our Week 3 show as we get set for the home opener with the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh coming into town to take on Monmouth Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Supposed to be weather-wise a great day, so come on out. Even though season tickets have been sold out, there still are individual tickets that you can pick up during the course of this week, and you can check out the school's website at GoMUHawks.com. Andy Cohen, our first guest, now leads in the way to our next guest, which is Pat O'Hara, the senior defensive lineman from Pennsylvania. And Pat, I want to thank you for coming on the show, giving us a couple minutes tonight. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
First couple weeks now in the books, and just more so than anything else, what you saw from both Montana State and Liberty, if you want to kind of combo it in terms of the level of play, which for Monmouth was a little bit of a step up. Just your impression of the two schools that you saw over the last 2 weeks.
Well, as a lot of people know, they are good teams and teams that are ranked and known throughout the country. But I thought the good thing we saw was that we can play with those teams. We can make plays while we're out there, and that their speed, their size is different and stuff like that, and those environments are a lot bigger than we've played in, but we've seen that we can also play with them with the people we have, which I thought was something good to get from, to know, hey, we can make plays with these kids and we can compete with the players we have.
You know, the message from Coach, as we talked in the open, was, you know, trying to keep everybody obviously on a bit of an upbeat note over the course of now moving forward into week number 3 and being home, and trying to, as you said, maybe learn from the experience of playing some high-ranked teams over the course of the last couple of weeks. How difficult is it for that message to go from Coach all the way down to freshman who, you know, needs to participate in practice and might not be used to losing a whole lot because he maybe had a great high school career?
The good thing is I don't think it's that difficult for this group of players and team we have. I think everybody is on the same page that, hey, we still have a 10-game schedule. And first game starts with Lehigh this week, and everybody's on the page. I know it's a team we had to talk to make sure, hey, we're still on this page. We go one game at a time. The two games we can't get back, and they're behind us, and we got good experience from them, from the environments and showing what we can do. But now to focus on the next games we have ahead, and people are excited to finally also be back home and just play in our crowd and play our type of game and really get back on track and get things going again as a whole group.
And, Coach, you mentioned, obviously, some of the older guys like Pat. That message is extremely important because even though you're saying it and the players are hearing it, when it's reinforced by the older guys, it makes the message even more important.
Well, it does. And, you know, we have great senior leadership on this team. And, you know, with Mike, who will be on the show a little bit later here, and Pat and our other captains and even seniors who aren't captains. I mean, they're guys who I think the team looks up to. They send the right message, and they've been on the field for a number of years, and they're guys that know that it's a long football season, that, you know, you don't score your record after one or two games, that you're going to play each and every game all the way through. And the good thing is that I think we all see, and Pat said, is we've improved in each of the first two games. And we improved in difficult environments against excellent football teams. If we can continue the process and continue to improve week to week, you know, we're going to be where we want to be come the end of the season.
Pat O'Hara, senior defensive lineman, giving us some time here. Pat back as a starter and named as a team captain for this season. Started 10 games a year ago, played in all 11 games as a sophomore, sat out his first year. So, Pat, when you think about your experience so far here at Monmouth, you know, when you start as a freshman, even though you didn't play and you look at the teams you're playing, could you imagine that in really a short amount of time, the school was made a jump from where they are right now to this year playing as an independent to next year being a member of the Big South?
I think for me, when I was a true freshman, I never saw us going out to Montana. I never even saw myself ending up in Montana.
You didn't even know where Montana was, let's be honest with that.
So, I mean, I think that's something that every year we've taken another step. And this year, obviously, is a huge step along with next year coming. And it's something that fires me up just to keep working, get ready to improve and play in these environments, be in these big games, televised games, and be able to show that we can compete with these players and that we deserve these chances as well. So it's something I'm very excited and something I'm pumped that turned out the way it did for us.
How important to be home this week?
Very important, I think. I think it's just good to be back in front of your home crowd. You have your family there again and just be able to say, hey, we're still a family. We still have our unit together and get back on track in front of everybody. Just to make sure to re-emphasize, this is us, this is what we're doing, and back to our regular routine rather than flying or the late-night trips, we get to play, have our same schedule, and be ready to go again at home and at Kessler.
When you think about Lehigh overall as a team, you know, you hate to say that you've played Montana State and you've seen Liberty. Lehigh, you know, you think about what they did last week on paper, and sometimes you've got to take that with a grain of salt and almost throw it out because you can say, oh, they beat Central Connecticut State, need a double overtime. We just played this team and that team. We're ready to go. But Lehigh, a pretty good football team in their own right.
Lehigh is definitely a very good team, and they have a good, very good system as well from just watching film and being able to play against them for the past 2 years. They reload, and they're very efficient in what they do. And I believe they're still ranked in the top 25 this year, too. So, I mean, it's not like we're losing anything from the competition we've played or the level we've played. It's another week we have to get focused for and really get ready to go and bring our best on Saturday.
Is it matter?
When you matched up with Liberty, especially early on in the game, like you said, you guys were making plays. It wasn't easy for them to run the football.
Yeah, I thought as a defensive line and even the backers behind us filling the holes, we held our own. They might have been bigger in size, but we held our own, and we played a solid game, I would say, for the front four and the three behind us, being able to show we can drive them back. And we played efficient. We still have things we have to improve. They still have some big runs on us. But I think as a whole, we showed we are kind of coming together as a whole unit and knowing where we are and being able to have each other's backs and everything.
As I mentioned in our open, Matt, I was very pleased with the progress that the defensive line made, the defensive front seven for that matter. I thought we did a very good job against Liberty's run attack, which is what we knew they wanted to do going into a game. They're a team that wants to run the ball on offense, and then they'll throw in some play action to get some big balls over the top. But we took away that run element, particularly early in the game, and established that. As the game wore on, as you and I discussed earlier, you know, we gave up some big plays over the top. We got caught with some short fields that created scoring opportunities for them. But what Pat said earlier kind of struck a chord with me. We've got to learn from our past experiences and learn from that experience down at Liberty, know we can play that level of football, and then continue to push that to even a higher level as we move forward.
Pat, I would imagine if you had to take one thing, you know, scores aside, wins, losses aside, but again, as a unit, probably the thing that you guys are maybe a little disappointed in is the zero that sits underneath the sacks. I would imagine that focusing a little bit more on the pass rush this week would be pretty important, especially after what you've seen quarterback-wise the first 2 weeks, and knowing that their quarterback had a pretty good week last week with Lehigh coming to town on Saturday.
Yeah, that's definitely something as a unit we've talked about, especially this week, because I think he threw for 300 or 400 yards this past week. And it's something that if we're able to get a sack and put pressure on a quarterback, we're not just improving our stats and improving the D-line, but we're helping the linebackers, the secondary out, and making their job a lot easier for them. Hey, they don't have to cover for 4 or 5 seconds. You get a sack in a couple seconds, plays over, and we get to get right off the field.
The best coverage is a great pass rush.
Well, let's crank it up then a notch this week. It would be certainly good to see. Pat, want to thank you for coming on the show here tonight. I'm sure we'll talk to you down the line. Appreciate you coming on. Best of luck, obviously, this week coming up against Lehigh and the rest of the season as well. Always a pleasure.
All right, thanks again. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Pat.
No
Pat O'Hara, senior defensive lineman. You'll see him on Saturday against Lehigh as the Mountain Hawks come into town to take on MU. We'll step out here, take a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll talk things on the offensive side of the ball with fifth-year senior tight end Mike McLafferty. All after this quick break, you're listening to the Kevin Callahan Mama Football Show on the Shore Sports Network. Back here on 1160, 1310 AM, ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Matt Harmon, Kevin Callahan, Week 3 talking Monmouth football here, getting set for the home run against Lehigh, coming into town Saturday afternoon. The kickoff set for 1 o'clock. We're on the air about 12:45 on our stations and, of course, online as well. This week we'll have the streaming video to go along with the audio at GoMUHawks.com. Certainly a mainstay of the Hawks team the last couple of years, fifth-year senior from Morgan, New Jersey. Mike McLafferty here to give us a couple of minutes and talk some stuff on the offensive side of the ball. Michael, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good to see you and talk to you a little bit. Touchdown catch over the course of this past week against Liberty put Monmouth within striking distance in that first quarter. Always a special moment anytime you can grab that one and take it in for six. Let's talk about the differences a little bit maybe offensively this year in terms of the last couple of years. Probably the biggest thing right now is still maybe getting used to a new quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. You know, over the past 4 years I had Kyle Frazier obviously throwing me the ball, but me and Brandon have a pretty good relationship. We were working on it all camp to be on the same page, like me and Kyle were these over the past 4 years. And as far as offensively, we're younger at the tight end position, which is something that we were pretty experienced over the past 4 years, so that's definitely different for us.
You know, obviously the relationship that you guys have had at the tight end spot, as you just mentioned, different this year in dynamic. The last few years, obviously, it was basically you and Tyler George. You kind of were a pretty dynamic 1-2 combination at the position. This year you've kind of broken in Zach Fable a little bit into that spot, so you've kind of gone from the guy who maybe was listening at the start to Tyler, to the guy who maybe has to do a little bit more of the talking and explaining to things with Zach.
Yeah, the past 4 years, Tyler taught me so many things and really, truly helped me out a whole lot with, you know, the tight end position. And I know that's my job now with Brandon Suck, with Zach Fable, and even with Jake Morrow, who, you know, does a little bit of that stuff. So I'm doing anything I can I could do to help him out, and I think it's paying off.
What are you looking forward to when you think about the season coming up, obviously? Because when you look at your number of seven catches in 2010, 14 in 2011, and 23 a year ago, when you think just on an individual basis before we get into the team aspect, is it to try and, you know, continue to go up numbers-wise, to continue to maybe be that safety valve guy that the quarterbacks always look to?
Yeah, I don't really concern myself with the numbers too much. I like to, you know, take pride in making every play that comes my way. So, you know, the ball I dropped at Montana is, you know, still on my mind. It bothers me a lot. I want to be a guy that, you know, when a play is coming my way, I want, you know, people feel comfortable and say he's going to make that play.
And Mike has made, you know, you've made so many great plays over the last several years here, and I know you're going to continue to make more terrific plays as we move forward, you know, with the remainder of this season. You know, one of the things that Mike gives us is an extra dimension where we can separate him from the core of the formation. We can remove him and split him out where he can work one-on-one against a linebacker, against possibly a safety, and we feel very confident in that situation, Mike is going to win. He's going to win. He's going to get himself open, and we're going to get the ball to him. And he's somebody that I know our quarterbacks look to significant amount of time in the pass game.
Six catches so far this year for 113 yards, with more certainly to come as early as this week's against Lehigh. Mike, when you think about from a strategy standpoint, as coaches said, you have the versatility to not only be in the three-point stance, which you are oftentimes, but also stand up and act as kind of a stand-up tight end slash wide receiver. What's easier or more difficult for you? Which do you prefer, or doesn't necessarily matter to you too much?
It doesn't really matter to me. I don't have a preference. It is very different, though, because when you're split out, you're dealing with smaller guys, so you have to be a lot quicker on your feet. You know, when you're down in a stance, you might have to get a release off a defensive end who's trying to hold you up, or even a linebacker who's, you know, trying to make it hard for you to get off the line. So it's very different, but I can't say I have a preference.
How about this year, obviously, as one of the leaders on this team, I asked Pat this question as well. What's your message been after the first couple of weeks and trying to keep everybody motivated and positive, obviously, with still 10 games left in a pretty long season?
Yeah, I think confidence is a big key for us because if we played our best football and we went out there and we lost those past 2 weeks, then that would be a bad thing. But I don't think we've come close to played our best football, so that's something to look at. We haven't played four quarters of football, and you know, talking about last week at Liberty, the second quarter we played poorly. Offense, we were getting three and outs, and then defense seemed like they couldn't get a stop. So I think it's not a good thing, but we haven't played four quarters of football, and we haven't played the way we think we can play. So I think that that gives our confidence a little bit of a boost.
Coach, what's it say to you that, you know, now almost 2 weeks removed, Mike said, you know, I'm still thinking about the balls that I dropped at Montana State. You know, tells you almost a little bit about who he is as a player.
Well, it tells me that, you know, Mike is very concerned about his own performance and performing up to the expectations that he has for himself. It tells me that he's driven, that he's motivated, and he wants to do everything that he can to help our offense and help our team be successful. And that when something doesn't go quite the way he planned it, he's disappointed in that. And I think you want a player who's that so highly motivated that he's disappointed when he doesn't feel he's playing up to his expectations. And, you know, and I certainly wouldn't dwell on it if I was you, Mike. It's not something that you've got to continually think about. There's going to be a lot more plays to be made as we move forward through this season. And as we often say after every game, you've got to put that one behind you and move on to the next one.
Absolutely.
Mike, when you think about, and you mentioned it, the relationship you had with Kyle Frazier over the course of the last couple of years and now a new one with Brandon Hill, and you said you worked really hard during preseason camp to kind of establish that. Is that enough time, when you think about it, to kind of cement something like that in where he's going to know where you are and you're going to know where he's going to throw the ball when you've had the same guy for the last three seasons?
Yeah, I think it's more than enough time. Even during the summer, he came down and worked with us a little bit for a couple of 7-on-7s, so the chemistry started there. And, you know, sometimes it's not only the things you do on the field. We talk a lot. We talk after every drive, after every route I run, we talk. We talk about, you know, what the defender's doing, if I was open, you know, if he's thinking something else. So the communication is there, and that's what helps.
Well, looking forward to obviously getting back at home this week against Lehigh. You know, it probably seems like forever because in a way it is. A whole season removed and then the first 2 weeks on the road this year. So I would think that not only the players, coaches, fans, we should expect a big crowd on Saturday afternoon. And I would think for all of you guys it'll be nice to just be able to be home, wake up on Saturday and kind of roll out of bed and know that you're right there.
Yeah, we're dying to play a home game. You know, it's nice to be against the crowd and kind of, you know, all you have is yourself and your teammates, your coaches, but, you know, we love, you know, hearing a nice roar after we make plays, so we're excited about it.
And I would think we're going to have a great crowd this weekend. You know, Lehigh is a ranked opponent, a very successful program. It's going to be a beautiful day, and I think we're going to have an outstanding crowd here at Kessler Field on Saturday.
Mike, looking forward to seeing you on the field on Saturday and obviously during the course of the rest of the year. Thanks so much for giving us a couple minutes here. Best of luck.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks, Mike. Good job.
Mike McLafferty, fifth-year senior tight end here, and we'll step out, take one more break. When we come back, Coach and I will break down the Mountain Hawks of Lehigh in great detail. We'll do it after this two-minute pause. You're listening to the Kevin Callahan Monmouth Football Show live on the Shore Sports Network. Final segment of the night here from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. Good night of TV going on sports-wise, so come on down and jump into Jack's tonight. Always a lot of fun, good food, and good drink as well. It'll be the fifth time that the two teams, Monmouth and Lehigh, have played coming up on Saturday afternoon from Kessler Field. Lehigh has won all four prior, 27-17 win a year ago to open up the season out at Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. But, Coach, as we look at this Mountain Hawk team, despite the solid ranking, 19-22 in the two different polls, and a solid win when you think about it, statistic-wise, knocking off Central Connecticut State from a week ago, 51-44 in double overtime. This is perhaps a bit of a different team than the one we've seen over the last couple of years with maybe some more question marks going in?
Well, they're a much younger team. I think they only have 7 total starters returning from a year ago, 4 on the offensive side, 3 on the defensive side. So they're looking for some players to kind of fit into certain roles as well. And I think Coach Cohen mentioned that when we had him on here, Matt, that, you know, 4 different linebackers played in the game, 6 different defensive backs played in the game. And I see that there's changes within their 2 deep heading into week 2. So they're still trying to fit all the pieces to the puzzle together, I think, on both sides of the ball. You know, what's good is that they were able to do that. They were able to find, you know, what these pieces or who these pieces are going to be while also getting a win. It was very impressive the way they came back. I've got to be honest with you. We were following the score as we were in the hotel prior to the Liberty game. And it looked at one point that Central Connecticut was going to run away from the game, up 37-17. It looked like they were going away, and all of a sudden the game changed. It changed on the turnover that created positive field position for Lehigh's offense. They score. They get a 3-and-out. The next play they get, the next possession they get, they score in one play on a big pass play. The next possession they get, another big pass play, gets them down to the 10-yard line. They score in 2 plays there. And before you know it, the game's heading into overtime. And, you know, Central Connecticut did miss an extra point in there to make it go to overtime. But Lehigh comes right back out. First play of overtime, touchdown pass. So they were hot at the right time, and it was very impressive the way they were able to come back.
Their quarterback coach, Brandon Bielakowski, as we talked about with Coach Cohen, made his first start last week against Central Connecticut. In the last couple of years, we've seen good quarterback play out of them. Mike Colvin from a year ago and Chris Lum 2 years prior to that, who was maybe the best quarterback the school had had going into that final season. When you think about just differences between the ones that we've seen now 3 straight years, it'll be the 3rd different quarterback. Who is Bielakowski maybe more like? Is he more like Colvin, or would he be more like Lum, who was just a guy who could sling it all over the field?
I would say he's more like Lum. Colvin had that combination of being able to throw the ball, but also being a terrific runner. From what we've seen in one game, and we haven't seen a lot, obviously, Bielakowski isn't the type of ball who's going to type of quarterback who's going to run the ball the way that Colvin did a year ago. He's a left-hander. He throws a very catchable ball. He's smaller than those guys are. He's not that big 6'2", 6'3 guy. But he does move very well. They get him out on the perimeter quite a bit. They use a lot in the bootleg game and the sprint game. And he's got a very nice touch on all of his passes. He had a great day Saturday, throwing for 366 yards, 4 touchdowns, in a situation, as you talked with Coach Cohen, where they were behind by 20 points, and he didn't feel the pressure of being 20 points behind in his first game.
I mean, think about, I don't know if this makes any difference, but you as a coaching staff and as players have played 2 games and kind of have that body of work which to work with and try and improve on. They played 1, you know, obviously preseason, and at some point everybody kind of catches up, but they started a week after. Does it make any difference coaching-wise if you had 1 game to look at as opposed to 2?
Well, yeah, it makes a lot of difference. I think that the more games you play and the more games the opponent has to break you down and analyze what you're doing, the more they're going to learn about you, the more information they're going to have going in. We did have a 1-game exchange head-to-head with Lehigh where we exchanged the Liberty game for the Central Connecticut game. So I don't know if they have our Montana State game, but, you know, they can look at what we've done statistically and who's getting the ball thrown to them and who's making catches and who's getting the carries, and they can get a pretty good idea of our personality from both an offense and a defensive standpoint.
Think about defensively what they do, at least on paper. They're a 3-4 team, which not a whole lot of schools really run anymore, but maybe the advantage of playing Montana State and Liberty, who are considered more 4-3 teams, but both teams played with somebody over the nose. So that's an adjustment that the center and the offensive lineman won't really have to make this week.
Right. They won't have to make that adjustment. But the thing that Lehigh brings that's somewhat unique is they give you multiple looks in multiple stunts, multiple pressures, where the Montana State defense and the Liberty defense were more static. You know, where they lined up, they were going to play. There might be some small or simple line movements, But the majority of the looks that we're going to get from Lehigh, they're going to have people moving all over the place. Linebackers lining up in different spots, lining up on the line of scrimmage, off the ball, shifting around quite a bit. So our offense, in particular our offensive line, is going to have to be really in tune to what's going on and really on their game Saturday.
We think about maybe a unit that you needed to lean on over the course of the first couple of weeks was that offensive line, and struggled at times last week against Liberty with maybe quickness and just physicality of the game. What has maybe their message been over the course of this league? Well, we got to get back to basics, know that we can run the football to establish something and maybe take a little pressure off, number one, our quarterback, and number two, our defense.
Right. Well, you know, there's no doubt that's a veteran group. There's three starters that returned from 2012. It's a group that we are leaning on, not only offensively, but as an entire team, to perform at a high level. We have high expectations for that group. And as you said, we feel that we need to be able to run the ball consistently, because if we do, it does take pressure off the quarterback, and it does open things up in the passing game. But what it also does is it keeps drives going. And when you can sustain drives and move down the field 7, 8, 9, 10 plays, it not only changes field position, but it keeps your defense rested and off the field as well.
Big week coming up this week as Monmouth will have their home opener against Lehigh. Kickoff set for 1 o'clock over at Kessler Field. Again, tickets still available on a single-game basis. Just one of four games this season coming up at Kessler Field before it gets revamped, remodeled, with a new facility put in. Coach, I know you are among those, and will echo the player sentiments, both Pat and Mike, looking forward to be home and not have to travel this week.
We are looking forward to being home. We've had not only two away games, but we've had two very far away games. You know, coming back from Montana State, it was early the Friday morning when we returned, probably about 9 o'clock when we got on campus after playing a Thursday night game. Again, last week at Liberty, I think we rolled in here somewhere around 7 a.m. on Sunday. So it creates a long week, it creates a short weekend, and really a short window of preparation for the next game. You know, but fortunately, this weekend we're at home. And aside from all the things that Pat and Mike pointed out with the home crowd, and we know we're going to have a big one, being able to be in our own environment, the place where we practice every day, we're very excited about this.
In the midst of a difficult September schedule that will cap off with road games to Holy Cross and Columbia, Monmouth looking to take advantage of things this Saturday and be home against Lehigh. Coach, thanks so much for the time here tonight. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, and obviously see you on Saturday.
Thank you, Matt. Good job again, as always.
Thank you, Coach. Home opener coming up against Lehigh on Saturday afternoon for the head coach, Kevin Callahan, and our guests here tonight, Mike McLafferty, Pat O'Hara, and the head coach of Lehigh, Andy Cohen, giving us a couple minutes. Matt Harmon saying so long from Jack's Goal Line Stand in the West End. Great job from Ray Malaspina in the studios tonight. Again, broadcast information for this weekend, 12:45 pregame show. We're on the air at 1 o'clock. You can catch the opening night of our high school football preview show coming up tomorrow night as well on these same stations. Again, for all of us here, thanks so much for listening. This has been the Kevin Callahan Mama Football Show on the Shore Sports Network.